Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can't weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a word. December, just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love, my heart's on fire. The flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love, love to keep me warm.
Morning on I've Heard That Song Before, we are going to pay tribute to one of the major figures in popular music and jazz in the 20th century, and that is Ella Fitzgerald. Well, Ella had one of the loveliest voices in popular music and jazz, and a very rich, warm quality to her voice, and she had that amazing diction and versatility. Ella was at home across a range of styles, from ballads to jazz and also to swing. Well, she had a long and extraordinary career, and she became regarded as the preeminent female jazz artist of her era. Today we're going to hear selections from across her career, starting with her early work, and we'll also hear recordings that she made with other singers, and recordings from her extensive collection of songbooks featuring the work of the great songwriters. And we just heard one of them from 1958, from her Irving Berlin songbook. Ella brought us I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Very apt for the time of year, I think. Well, Ella was born in 1917, and she made her debut on the musical stage while still a teenager in 1934. That was at an amateur contest sponsored in New York City by the Apollo Theatre. The next year, she joined the band led by drummer Chick Webb and went on to have many hits with him and his colleagues. This was a very popular orchestra at the time, had some mighty talent, certainly including its leader, who went down in jazz history as one of the great drummers. Well, when Chick Webb died in 1939, Ella took over as director of the band, and she led them for the next 3 years until she set out on that legendary solo career. Well, we're here, a young Ella, with the Chick Webb Band. I think you'll agree it's a wonderful combination. Two numbers from 1938. We'll hear first, If Dreams Come True, song written by Benny Goodman and Edgar Sampson. And we'll also hear them with I Want to Be Happy, written by Irving Caesar and Vincent Humans. And that's Chick Webb and Ella Fitzgerald.
But I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
CHUO shows, listen online and on demand at CHUO.FM.
And you're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, and this is I've Heard That Song Before. We're bringing you the wonderful Ella Fitzgerald this morning, a tiny selection of the many, many recordings she made over a career that lasted for decades. And from the very start of that career, when she was working with the Chick Webb Orchestra, we heard two recordings they made together, If Dreams Come True and I Want to Be Happy, from 1938. Well, in 1942, Ella left the Chick Webb Band and she embarked on that solo career. As I said, it lasted for many, many years, and it did result in her becoming considered one of the great jazz singers of the century. Well, we're going to go to the series of songbooks that I mentioned. She started out on this set of songbooks. It featured the work of some of the great songwriters of the century. It is an extraordinary selection of recordings from 1956 through to 1963. An extraordinary collection, too. And she made them with some of the finest bands of the day. Over the following 7 years, until 1963, I think she made her final songbook, and there were about, I think, 10 or 11 of them. Well, the collection remains today one of the great achievements and monuments in the field of jazz, and we're going to listen to several recordings from this collection today. We're going to begin with three right now, and we'll listen to our first one will come from her Harold Arlen songbook. She's accompanied by the orchestra of Billy May, and this was an album she made in 1961. The lyrics are by Ted Kohler, and of course the music by the great Harold Arlen. And the song is called I've Got the World on a String. Then back 5 years to, I believe it was her first songbook, and it was the Cole Porter collection. That wonderful songwriter with those marvelous lyrics and delightful melodies. Buddy Bregman accompanied Ella on this particular songbook, and we'll hear one of his most famous compositions, that's Cole Porter's compositions, In the Still of the Night. And Ella will also bring us a one from her Gershwin songbook, celebrating the work of the brothers George and Ira Gershwin. Just a lovely combination of Ella and the two Gershwin boys. We'll hear this particular number, Beginner's Luck, and the songbook was made in 1959. Three songs from her songbooks, and we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald and Harold Arlen's I've Got the World on a String.
Merry month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away, and the sun peeps through May Express. Happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go.
Thank you.
if I should ever let go. Yes, I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a beginner's luck. The first time that I'm in love with you. Gosh, I'm lucky I've got beginner's love. There never was such a smile or such eyes of blue. Gosh, I'm fortunate the thing we've begun is much more than a pastime. For this time is the one where the first time
beginner's luck, lucky through and through. 'Cause the first time that I'm in love with you. Than a pastime, for this time is the one where the first time is the last time. I've got beginner's luck, lucky through and through, 'cause the first time that I'm in love, yes, the first time that I'm in love, oh, the first time that I'm in love, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Ella Fitzgerald. We've just been listening to three songs from her songbook series, a collection that she made, recordings from 1956 through to 1963 of the work of the great songwriters. Just been listening to a Gershwin tune, George and Ira, that is, with Beginner's Luck from 1959. Ella brought us In the Still of the Night from the pen of Cole Porter, and that was recorded in 1956. And we started out with the Harold Arlen songbook, with the words by Ted Kohler and the accompaniment by Billy May. Always spirited Billy May, but Ella did a wonderful job on that one as well. I've Got the World on a String, and that was recorded in 1961. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the work of one of the great jazz singers of all time. That's Ella Fitzgerald. We've just been listening to three songs from her songbook series, a collection that she made, recordings from 1956 through to 1963, of the work of the great songwriters. Well, as I said, we are celebrating the work and that marvelous voice of Ella Fitzgerald and her long, long career. I mentioned, I think, as we were starting out, that it's particularly noted for its richness and warmth. And as you listen to it as well, you see that wonderful tone shading that she puts into every single song she sings. It's as if the songs were written for her. Well, in a sense, they were. They were written for, of course, the jazz and popular music singers of the time, and Ella always did an absolutely impeccable job. Well, over her career, Ella was frequently joined in duets with her fellow artists, and they're always fun to listen to. We're going to hear a couple of them coming up from the 1950s, and we're going to hear Ella with two of her more frequent singing partners, and that's Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. We'll start in 1950, and Bing and Ella will bring us the Spencer Williams classic, Basin Street Blues, and then forward to 1957, and a number taken from a collection of recordings that Ella made on the Verb label with her friend and colleague Louis Armstrong. So we hear Ella's wonderful voice and Louis's fun voice, and also that marvelous trumpet. What more could you ask for? They're going to bring us a Gershwin tune, another one from the pens of George and Ira. As I said, this is 1957, and they will bring us Our Love is Here to Stay. Two songs by Ella and friends, and we'll start with her duet with Bing Crosby on Basin Street Blues.
Won't you come along with me?
Where are you fixing to go, Ella?
Why, darling?
Mississippi.
Chiming on a Mississippi.
We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Steam right down that river down to New Orleans. The band's gonna meet us.
I wonder which band they got in the meeting department, Ellen.
Mr. John Scott Trotter's gonna meet us, Bean.
Oh, well, that's the finest. Delightful. I can hardly wait.
Where the elite always meet. Heaven hung on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where the elite always meet. Down in New Orleans, land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means.
How'd Mr. Louis Armstrong sing this?
Land of dreams. Bobble to zip, where welcome's free. So I can lose, babe. Oh, mama's basin free.
Basin Street is the street where the elite always meet. Down in New Orleans, the land of dreams.
You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means.
Mardi Gras, life is raw, gumbo filet and cubia.
Where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Well, Ella, that was sure some excursion. Yes, sir, that's a fresh kind of a diversion.
I'm forced to admit that they play so sweet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for all year, but ever and a day. All the radio and the telephone movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and then time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we going on a long, long way. In time, the rockets may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Take it out.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning, the first Sunday in February each year, we celebrate the work of one of the great jazz singers of all time, and that's Ella Fitzgerald. She, of the gorgeous voice and extraordinary talent, started out in 1934 with her very first debut on the musical stage, and had a career that went on for many, many years. She made many recordings with most of the great jazz bands and big bands of the time, and performed with many of the very famous jazz artists, and lots of different jazz artists, in fact. We've been listening to two duets that Ella has provided for us this morning with friends, and two of her great friends behind the mic and otherwise were Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. We heard her with Basin Street Blues from 1950, a Spencer Williams classic. Bing, of course, joining her on that, and Ella, and also we had a plus Ella doing her Louis Armstrong impersonation. Well, 1950 that was, and was also joined, I should mention, as I think they mentioned, a very fine orchestra that frequently accompanied Bing Crosby, the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, and that was, as you heard, taken from a live radio broadcast. Then we heard Ella with Louis Armstrong, and she made many recordings with Louis, and as I said, it was a wonderful combination of the two voices and the trumpet. And especially, I'm always fond of Ella when she sings the Gershwin tunes. Well, she's wonderful on every single tune that she sings. Maybe I'm biased, but I really think she is. Anyway, we heard her with a George and Ira Gershwin tune with Louis Armstrong, Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, we're going to carry on, and we're going to go now to 1962. And one of the bands that she sang with frequently, and also on some of her songbooks, but this is not taken, I don't believe, from her songbook, wasn't the band led by Nelson Riddle, and he who accompanied so many of the great singers of the time, such as Frank Sinatra, for one. And anyway, we will hear two selections from an album that Ella made with Nelson Riddle in that year, 1962, and it's called Ella Swings Gently with Nelson, and it sums it up perfectly. The songs, we're going to hear first Body and Soul. Oh, what a great jazz standard that was. Edward Heyman and Johnny Green were the songwriters, and Ella will bring that one to us. And then we'll hear her with a wonderful Hoagy Carmichael tune with words by, I think the words are written by Stuart Gorrell. Also, as I said, accompanied by Nelson Riddle from 1962, and that is Georgia on My Mind. Here's two recordings by Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle, and we'll start with Body and Soul.
Yeah. heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me wronging. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I gladly surrender myself to your body and soul.
Keeps Georgia on my mind.
peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Cha-cha-cha-cha. No peace I find, just an old
Ella Fitzgerald with the Hoagie Carmichael classic, Georgia on My Mind. And before that, with the jazz standard and classic, Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman. Both recordings taken from an album that she made with Nelson Riddle in 1962. Well, I promised you some more of the songbook recordings, and we will go now to listen to Ella and her Jerome Kern songbook, one of the last ones that she recorded. This was from 1963. One of the great composers, of course, of all time in terms of popular music and jazz. Jerome Kern wrote often with many of the famous lyricists, and in this case, on this number, the lyricist was Oscar Hammerstein II. It's one of my favorite Kern numbers, and it's been recorded by many, many artists. I think you'll agree that Ella, who, by the way, is also accompanied by Nelson Riddle on this one, does a very fine job of All the Things You Are.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday that moment divine when all the things you are things you are
Fitzgerald from her Jerome Kern songbook with All the Things You Are from 1963. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before and our celebration of the work and art of Ella Fitzgerald, she of the gorgeous voice and the amazing style. We've got one more to come from another of her songbooks. We'll get to that in just a few seconds. And thanks so much for listening this morning. I hope you've enjoyed this visit with one of the great ones. Do please stay with us for In Transition. Randy will be with you, and Randy will bring you 2 hours of great jazz, as always, this afternoon. Well, we are going to listen to a number from Ella and our closing recording today. We'll listen to one from her Rodgers and Hart, that's Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart songbook, from 1956, My Heart Stood Still.
Through all my school days, I hated boys. Those April Fool days brought me loveless joy. Your kiss, I'm reading Mrs. Glynn. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. Told me so well.